Hello guys, reality bites, doesn't it? But I'm gonna deal in reality, so some of you may have to run to a safe space. Because what I'm gonna say isn't gonna be clouded by emotions, it's just facts. But everywhere you notice, in the papers, on the news, and especially on the internet, you're not allowed to criticize a certain species on our planet. Oh, I'll give you a hint. It's supposed to be the oppressed species, which seems rather strange if they're oppressed, but you're not allowed to criticize them in any way, and of course it is pheromones, of course. Ah, yes, well done at the back there, you got it right. And usually the criticism towards pheromones is oppressed by pheromones. In other words, the oppressed is oppressing the oppressors. Jesus, that's complicated. But let's be honest, guys. Look around everywhere. Pheromones are screwing up all over the place, but we're not allowed to say anything about it. Or we might be able to give some mild criticism, but not go the whole hog sort of thing. And of course, men don't have this privilege, do they? If they screw up, people tell them about it. And the media surely tells them about it. But criticism is really a good thing, because it means that person will change, as long as it's sensible criticism and not just damn nagging, and learn, and won't screw up again, at least in doing what they were doing. But because pheromones don't get criticized at all, pretty much, they keep making the same mistakes, don't they? If you go for a driving test and you fail, they'll tell you what you failed on. So next time you take the test, you'll make sure you get those ones right. Pheromones would probably just wear a lower top if it was a male tester. Of course, the thing is, if you go through life and nobody criticizes you in any way, I guess you start to believe that you're perfect yourself. All through my life, I've seen pheromones screw up many times. Far more than I saw men screw up. And that's not just picking on somebody, that's telling you the truth as I saw it. But pheromones today are screwing up in a mass. They seem to be no good at hardly anything anymore. And that's probably because men have been shut down in mansplaining to them. Well, I guess I'm still old school, because when a pheromone says something doesn't make any sense at all, and definitely wouldn't work, I tell her so. And of course, we all know how mature pheromones are. Usually what happens is the pheromone gets annoyed and storms off. Which of course means that she's going to make the same mistake and the same idea again. And she'll find a simp to accept it. Of course, it still won't work. Whether society likes it or not, men have a logical brain. They're good at working out problems. And they're deep thinkers. They will work out the pros and cons. And if it's feasible or not. You see a lot of these people on YouTube now that used to be quite a reasonably good channel. But now they keep stopping themselves from saying certain things so they don't criticize the pheromone. Because they don't want to upset their controllers. Which means their content now is bland and boring and just sitting on the fence. And it's pretty obvious to a logical man's brain that all this hype about how pheromones are so great at mostly everything and never really do anything wrong is all just hype. Because if they were like that, the men would already know it, and so would everybody else. And shutting up the criticism of them won't stop them screwing up, will it? And because we live in a visual world now, everybody sees it. If you think about it, it's a pandemic in itself. The story I put on there a day or two ago about that pheromone who got killed by a pack of dogs, 7 or 8 of them, that she was taking for a walk. And it is unfortunate that somebody lost their life. But the fact of the matter is, the pheromone didn't know what she was doing. She didn't know how to control dogs. But everybody on the news items are trying to avoid that and saying that. Which means, of course, there'll be another pheromone that may be in the same predicament. From my experience, pheromones have never been great at controlling dogs or even their animals. And would this have happened if it was a man? This is just my opinion, but I very much doubt it. So how can somebody get better at something if they've never admit that they have a problem in the first place? And see, that's where alcoholics start. They don't believe they're an alcoholic. And until they accept they are alcoholic, they will never get better, will they? That's why they have them stand up at these AA meetings and say, "My name is whatever, and I'm an alcoholic." They've accepted that they are an alcoholic. And only then can the road to recovery begin. So here's a scenario, guys. Let's assume a meteorite hit planet Earth, or even let's say a weapon, But this weapon only affected the males on the planet. And unfortunately, it kills males. Only males. Boys, too. And it didn't take very long. Probably in about a week, there'd be no males left on the planet. What do you think would happen? The planet now only has femons everywhere. What would happen the next few weeks, months, and then years? Would they even survive that long? Or would they adapt? I mean, the power and everything would run for a short while afterwards. But then it would stop. Then what? Let me know, fellas. I'd be quite interested in what you think. You take it easy.